Today we're going to consider an incredibly encouraging passage, and I'm going to do my best to stay under 7 minutes. I want to start off with three stories. One that would be found in the Bible, a man that you are very familiar with, Joseph, a favorite of his father, given dreams from God. He's sold by his own brothers, lied about for doing the right thing by his boss's wife, and then being thrown into jail, and he's then forgotten there in jail by a friend who is released. Another story, Jim Elliot, Pete, Ed, Nate, Roger. They began a mission in Ecuador in 1953. They developed a search system to find the Auk Indians, and they finally found a village. They started to reach out to them, they connected with them, and then they were speared to death, all five of them. Here's probably maybe an unfamiliar story for you, a man named Bruchko, a missionary to Venezuela. When he arrived, the missionary who promised to meet him left him abandoned at the airport. Eventually, he made his way into the jungle where he met the Yuko Indians. They hit him, they put him in a hut and shot arrows at him, bruising him. He lived with them for months and tried to leave multiple times, but the mule that he had bucked him off multiple times and he was unable to leave. Eventually, he left after facing violent illness. He made it to the Montalone Indians, who he was trying to reach. They speared him through his leg. He had a group of Indians approach him. One put his foot onto his leg and yanked the spear out, then prodded him with that same spear. He lived there on a mat, neglected to die, and eventually escaped over into Colombia. There in Colombia, he was interrogated as a possible guerrilla. He eventually recovered and then went back into the jungle. He spent months laying out presents and waiting to be reunited with the people who nearly killed him. Eventually, those gifts were taken and exchanged. He knew they were close by, and he began shouting, I'm going to do my best here, Kwe Kavade Bakubi. They ran away. He later learned that this phrase meant, come here, you lazy, worthless people. All of his work seemed as though it was in vain. Verse 3, Paul says this of Romans chapter 5, and not only this, because of our peace with God, not only this, but we exult in our tribulations, exulting in the hope of the finished work of our salvation now and the coming of our glorification. But we also exult in this. We boast and find glory in this. Our tribulations? Yes, tribulations. Not temptations, I want to be clear, but tribulations. Tribulations, loss of health, loss of jobs, sorrows, depression, the world around us, when you have cancer, when you have the dearest person on earth has cancer, when a senseless crime takes place, when a drunk driver kills an innocent bystander, not one single trial in your life is pointless. Not one single trial in your life is out of God's control. Not one single trial is to an evil end, because you have peace with God, having been justified by faith. We can know that this tribulation brings about perseverance. We know it. This is not a guess. It's not a hope. It's knowing that tribulation does do this. It brings about perseverance. Hard things, bad things, difficult times, when someone sins against you, when the unthinkable happens, when you get that call that you dreaded all your life, these tribulations bring about something, and it's perseverance. In the Greek, it's upomone, to remain under, be able to stay in it, not drive yourself nuts, not be anxious, not give up, but remain under it and through it. And this perseverance brings about proven character. It shows proof of who you are, a justified child of God, one who is alive spiritually. And as you see your character proven, this brings hope. As the evidence is seen, it produces in us confident expectation of that one day, that he who has begun a good work in you will continue it and finish it. Verse 5, and hope does not disappoint. This confident expectation of things to come will never disappoint you, for it's founded in a being who does not disappoint. God, he always keeps his promises. Whether it be an old barren couple whom he says will have a baby, whether it be a shepherd boy who is supposed to take the throne, whether it be that all will kneel before the name of Jesus, whether it be that he will hold all his children fast, God does not, has not, and never will disappoint. How do we have confidence in this? Well, because the love of God has been poured out. How can we be so sure? The love of God has been poured out within our hearts, inside of our very own hearts, our inner man, our spirit, through the Holy Spirit. By the giving of the indwelling of the Spirit, he's our seal. It shows ownership and safe delivery. He's our earnest, a down payment, a guarantee of what is to come. Who was given to us? To everyone who has believed, they've received the Holy Spirit, which entails that you are God's. You will be delivered safely, and God means business. So what principles do we take from this passage that we can exalt in our tribulations, knowing that tribulations bring about perseverance, and perseverance prove your character, and your proven character should give you hope? Well, number one, God is not mad at you, for you have peace through justification. It could be for you to grow. It could be to chastise out of unrepentant sin. God's grace is sufficient, we know that. And it is not, I repeat, it is not pointless. Not one moment of suffering is out of God's control, nor is it in vain. Joseph, we started off with, he was raised to second in command in the world, saving the family from whom the Messiah would come. He recognized God's control and was able to say, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." The five missionaries who were slain, their wives showed love to the very murderers of their husbands, and the tribe was reached with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Bruce, Bruchko, he infiltrated an impenetrable group of tribes and earned the respect through his suffering, seeing them come to know Christ. The Montalone tribe came to know Christ, and then they desired to share the gospel with their enemies, the Yukas, who originally enslaved or took captive Bruce. And when they went to do so, they found out that the Yukas had actually accepted Christ as one of their ladies, who Bruce shared the gospel with, got saved, and shared the gospel with them. So brothers and sisters, we can be confident of this, that God is in control of suffering and he's working about situations for his honor and glory. Close with this, 2 Corinthians 5:16 through 18. Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.